relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Poor HBO. They don't like the fact that the president used a Game of Thrones themed tweet today. And they've made a statement saying we'd rather that Game of Thrones not be used for political purposes. Oh, shut up, snowflakes. I mean, really. You really don't think that's beneficial to your brand? Get a life. I mean, honestly, how pathetic. That is the definition of a snowflake. Somebody who knows how pathetic that is. And it's one of the reasons that he created a new movement is, of course, Brandon Straka. We have been trying to set up this meeting for so long. He is on Twitter. U.S. Minority is his handle. Brandon, welcome to America First. Why are you called U.S. Minority or us minority?
Well, that's actually short for when I first started my kind of public persona, I was too afraid but to go by my actual name, Brandon Strock. So I was.
Why would you be afraid in America? The left is so tolerant, Brandon. Why would you be afraid to talk about walking away from the left in America?
I know, especially as a gay man. I mean, it's the easiest thing to do to leave the Democratic Party, to leave the left. I mean, it's just a natural transition.
Could you imagine, Brandon, if you were African-American and gay and then try to leave the Democrat Party? I mean, then you just go into the witness protection program, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so look, let's talk about this thing that you started. It's called hashtag walk away. What is it, Brandon, and why did you start it?
Right. So I walked away from the Democratic Party in early 2017 after I discovered that the liberal media and the Democratic Party was basically in cahoots, lying, taking advantage of particularly minorities in America, kind of creating a false narrative and keeping people divided and suspended in a state of fear, division through the constant narrative of racism, homophobia, bigotry. It took Donald Trump getting elected and that earthquake that happened after his election for me to see clearly how dishonest the media that I had trusted my whole life was. So I ended up walking away from the Democratic Party, but I wanted to kind of talk with other people about what it was that I was realizing and experiencing. So I started this thing called the Walk Away Campaign, where I made a 6-minute video talking about everything that I think is wrong with liberalism and the Democratic Party. And I encouraged other people to make their own videos and tell their own stories as well, because I knew other people were feeling the same way I was feeling. So I started this thing. I didn't have any followers on social media. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any media contacts or political clout or backing. I just did it as a concerned citizen. And it blew up and very, very quickly. And so at this point now, we have hundreds of thousands of people in this campaign and tens of thousands of testimonials, both video and written, from people who are telling their stories walking away from the Democratic Party.
Now, let me ask you, I want to get your reaction to today's events and the insanity of collusion, what have you, as a former liberal. But you were in the media business, correct?
No, not at all. I was a hairstylist.
Okay, so your friends would have been of what political persuasion?
Oh, Democrats. So I live in New York City.
Right.
I'm a gay man. Yeah, everyone was a liberal.
So everybody around you is of a certain political bent. What has happened? I'm just, as a human being, I'm just curious. What has happened to those relationships once you decided this is insanity and I'm no longer going along with it?
Well, I mean, they all went south very quickly. I mean, a lot. So it happens in different ways with different people. Some people just cut you off, and you find out when you go to their Facebook page, you think, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. Mm. So you go to their Facebook page, and you see that you're no longer friends with them. And then some people actually will kind of slander you and try to take you down on the way out the door. I've had people publicly accuse me of being drinking and doing drugs, of having a nervous breakdown, of joining a cult. But the majority of my friendships have ended and ended very badly.
How ironic that you're leaving a political party and a side that more and more can be seen as being a cult. You're leaving it is when they accuse you of joining a cult. With your movement, hashtag walk away, what has been the most effective? Tell me what you have seen in terms of people. You say you have so many people joining you now. What is it? What is most often the final straw that makes people wake up and you know, you have in your bio on Twitter that your mission is to red pill humanity. What is the most common red pill moment that you've found in your personal experience?
Well, I think that the thing that the most common theme that we hear in our testimonials and for what people have to say is the hatred, just the absolute seething, growing hatred from the left. And, you know, the individual circumstances are different for everybody. For some people, it was the Brett Kavanaugh hearing.
Yes.
And seeing, you know, that was a huge one. We got a huge second win with that one. I don't think that we're going to feel the aftershock of the Russian collusion thing for probably a few months, because I honestly believe it's going to be traumatizing for people to actually wrap their heads around the fact that they have for 2 years held on to the hope that this president was going to be impeached and taken out by this great revelation of collusion with Russia.
I think you're right. I think the Kavanaugh thing was a kind of hit and run. It was a few days when a lot of people thought, oh my gosh, they're prepared to do this to that man. Mm-hmm. But now this is truly deep psychological damage. If you bought on to the Russia collusion thing for more than 2 years, and right now, today, we know it's all bogus. Finally, wow, you may be seeing a third wave, but I think you're right. It may take a few months, no?
It's going to take some time for sure. I mean, what ended up causing me to walk away was the realization that the media was so dishonest. But the final straw for me in my walk away was the day that in March of 2017, when Rachel Maddow got on Twitter and started saying, I've got his tax returns. I've got his tax returns. No, really. So I tuned in that night with bated breath, thinking, finally, we're going to get rid of this guy. And she vamped for 25 minutes and then produced two pieces of paper, which showed that he did, in fact, pay his taxes in 2005. And I just thought, my God, they're just manipulating us. They are literally just stringing us along. And that was the final straw for me. So I can only imagine how these people are going to feel when they are able to wrap their heads around what the media has done with Russian collusion.
That was quite a night. I remember her waving pieces of paper, teasing them half a dozen times before finally getting to the final segment of her show where she said, oh, yeah, and he paid his taxes. Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of that. Hey, we're almost out of time. You are U.S. Minority on Twitter. The webpage is walkawaycampaign.com. You have a hashtag walkaway. It's a little bit like our hashtag here at America First, which is resist this. I know we have mutual admiration for our hashtags. In the last minute we have with you, Brandon Stracker, what is your message to those liberals who are on the fence but have suspicions that they've been sold a bum deal?
Well, my message is that you have. It is, in fact, true, but that you should take heart in knowing that part of the lie that's been sold to you is that the people on the right hate you, don't want you, or that you don't have a seat at the table. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I'm living proof that you can walk away, you can be embraced in the center or on the right, and that actually it's a great place to be if you want to embrace your personal power as an American. Walk away from the left. It's toxic.
And we did embrace him. He was one of the stars at CPAC, yes, the mothership of conservatism every year, and Brandon That's Straka right. was strolling around with a little horde of admirers. We are the inclusive side. You have been listening to Brandon Straka. Thank you, Brandon. Follow him at US Minority on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and please, if you haven't done so already, go now to unplannedmovie.com. We are proudly supporters of this movie. Cost $6 million to make. $1 million of it was Mike Lindell's own money. It has already almost trebled that in terms of box office sales. It is the true story of Abby Johnson and her revelations from inside Planned Parenthood. It is R-rated, over 17, must have your parents with you. But go now to unplannedmovie.com. You will not regret it. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Unplanned the Movie. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, the Heritage Foundation's Jim Carafano. Don't touch that button. As former strategist to the president, I know the threats to America's electrical grid are very real. Your money and investments are managed electronically. No electricity means no access to your bank accounts, stocks, or IRAs. That's why you must have physical wealth on hand at all times, especially gold and silver. So I recommend you call my friends at Midas Gold Group. Midas is a second-generation, veteran-owned company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Midas offers strategies and solutions, not sales pitches. They can show you how to convert an IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. Call now and get a free copy of Midas Gold Group's eye-opening report on the 10 threats to your finances exclusively for you, my America First listeners. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000. Don't wait until another disaster strikes. Call now, 480-360-3000.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Have you ever thought about getting out of your timeshare? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And with those annual maintenance fees hitting you hard in the pocketbook, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Give us a call and let us do what we've done for over 8,000 others. Our process is done legally and ethically. and best of all, quickly as possible. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let this be your lasting legacy. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
What did John Solomon say in the break?
You have the best bumper music. Well, of course we do.
I choose it, right, Leroy?
It's all you, boss.
That is his natural voice. Oh, by the way, Leroy, what did you say that this should be the Republican message from now? You said the Republican narrative from today should be...
The Democrats are the obstructionists.
Bingo. If they're going to obsess about the obstruction of justice argument, and there is none. There is none. John Solomon said it. If you're innocent, these are the actions an innocent man would take. Now they've got to flip it. If the GOP has a pulse, and I know that's a big if, then the argument is for the next 2 years, the next 6 years, the Democrats are the obstructionists, just like our caller said. We're waiting for Jim Carafano to arrive. I'm sure the city is full of swamp creatures. He said he's on his way. But in the meantime, just some preliminary analysis of the most important things from the Mueller report. Number one, I'm going to go a couple of key things from specific pages, and I'll give you the page references. You can go to the report. I've posted the full report link twice. I've posted the Federalist.com's posting of the report, and I've posted the DOJ official version of it as well. So, first things first, it is an utter disgrace. The whole Mueller report is a disgrace. Why? Because no prosecutor in history has ever given the mandate to exonerate or not exonerate anybody. And that's actually the language that Robert Mueller gives, that we cannot exonerate the president on obstruction of justice. You know why, Robert Mueller? Because you're not allowed to exonerate. You know who does that? Juries do that. You don't do it. You're not some character from a dystopian science fiction movie who's judge, jury, and executioner. Who the hell do you think you are? Judge Dredd from a comic strip? You don't get to exonerate anybody, you hack. I don't care where you served or what uniform you were. No prosecutor gets to exonerate. That's the job of 12 peers of the individual charged. Your job is to decide whether or not there is requisite evidence to bring a charge. End of story, Robert Mueller. Period. Konyets. End. Use the Russian just to make fun of you. Hack. Let's look at elements of the report. Page 11 and 12 of the report, a declaration that the council, quote, was given authority to investigate certain other matters, end quote, including Manafort's financial dealings and allegations that Papadopoulos was an unregistered agent of Israel. What on earth has this got to do with the Trump campaign colluding with Russia? That has nothing to do with it, which is clearly further proof of what? The council's investigation was, like Leventi Beria, the forerunner of the KGB's founder, was just an attempt to find crimes. To find crimes. Page 55 gives details of a very, very strange attempt. There's lots of heavy redactions in this section, so we don't know the full story. But Robert Mueller was trying to make some kind of link to our friend Nigel Farage. Why? Because the website, the Gateway Pundit, had an author publishing there called Jerome Corsi, and he had made a statement that some people within Farage's orbit knew Julian Assange. Talk about desperation. Jerome Corsi says, some people around Nigel Farage, a member of parliament in the European Union Parliament, some people around him know Julian Assange. So what? So you're going to investigate Nigel Farage? Hackery. Hackery at the highest level. Here's a good one. Page 68. The forest for the trees, my dears. The report admits that Hillary Clinton's email server was so vulnerable that its contents could have been breached and reassembled by the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians. Okay, Attorney General Barr, I think you have your mission statement. Thank you very much, amongst others. And this is a doozy. I actually have the printout of the footnote here, which is, I think I'm going to get this framed. So this is page 99. There is admitting in the report, the Mueller report admits, one of, quote-unquote, Carter Page's Russia ties, was a commencement speech he attended in the New Economic School of Moscow in July 2016. That's one of his Russia ties, okay? And why is that interesting? Let me read the footnote. This is footnote 551. The National Economic School commencement ceremony generally featured high-profile speakers. For example, President Barack Obama delivered a commencement address at the school in 2008. Oh, collusion! Collusion! Arrest Barack Obama now! He gave a speech at the same school where Carter Page gave a speech. This is not a joke. I'm reading from the footnote 551 of the Mueller report. The Russia ties are going to a commencement speech in Moscow at the same institute where Barack Obama gave a commencement speech in Moscow. Stuff just writes itself. Oh my gosh, where is this segment going? I've got just over a minute left. What else do I need to share with you? Oh, as our newest team member Eric said, collusion for thee, but not collusion for me. The last important one. The claim that Jeff Sessions and J.D. Gordon advocating for better U.S.-Russia relations during the 2016 RNC campaign or the RNC committee meeting amounts to collusion. Advocating that two nations should have a better relation is a crime. Huh. I'm no fan of the Soviet Union or Russia. But didn't we fight a war with them against the Nazis? Was that a crime as well? Robert Mueller, hack extraordinaire. More here with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president on America First on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios, streaming at SebGorka.com, video and audio, and also on the iTunes podcast platform. Just look for America First. And my Twitter feed is Seb Gorka, SebGorka.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I want to go to your calls, but I just have some great tweets I have to share with you. This is Eric Trump. Full meltdown at CNN. Fun to watch. As I've always said, they would rather see our country fail than see my father succeed. Yeah, pretty much. My good buddy from the White House, Andy Sarabian. Remember, Donald Trump Jr. testified under oath to Congress for 27 hours. Numerous Democrats spent the last year repeatedly claiming, with no evidence, that he perjured himself under oath and would be indicted for it. Turns out they were lying, and he was telling the truth. And then lastly, from my friend Larry O'Connor, who has a radio show, I think, at the same time as I do. But he's still a good guy. Larry O'Connor, to my Democrat friends and friends in the media, I want you to know that my thoughts and prayers are with you on what must be a very difficult day for you. Larry. He's such a gentleman. Let's go to your calls. Line 5, Mark in Malibu. You've done some math for us, Mark. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Just a little basic arithmetic for all of us. You know, so it's 448 pages, around 27 million. So that's about $60,200 per page. Seems kind of wasteful and incompetent for a two-year-long wild goose chase. Why does Mueller still have a job on this day?
$60,000 per page. That's not a bad job if you can get it, right?
Right.
Why does he have a job? Look, I'm not going to speak for Attorney General Barr, but let me hypothesize if I may. There are certain things you are able to do to an individual when they are in your employ, which you cannot do to them if they're a private citizen. So I think that may be a reason for the time being why Robert Mueller still works as special counsel. Thank you for doing the math for us. Let's go to line 1. Jack in Ohio, welcome aboard. Jack! Oh, Jack. All right, line 2. Sebastian in Pennsylvania.
Dr. Gorka, it's an honor to speak with you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me. I think that we should just let the Democrats cry for the next couple days. But I think it's very important that we start turning the tables and turn them quickly. We have to put them on the defensive. Attorney General Barr has to go after these people that started this investigation fraudulently. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care if it's the lowest hanging fruit. I want to see someone go to jail and go to jail soon.
I
won't be satisfied unless someone does go to jail.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. If you listen to the testimony that the Attorney General gave last week, very, very telling. And his comments about the genesis of the investigation and also who was implied, who was implicated across the intelligence community, not just the FBI and the DOJ. All I will say is be patient, my friend, be patient. Line 4, Barry in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Good to talk to you. Well, it is a pleasure to know that our system works. Even under the greatest of pressure, the system works. And what I like to call it is the Democrats failed the bar exam today.
Yes, indeed. But they don't know it, right? They don't know it.
Unfortunately not. And, you know, it seems to me the most important member of President Trump's cabinet is our Secretary of Education. It's obvious that the Democrats are not educated. If they just were educated, I think our society would be much better. So,
yeah, look, I really don't think it's a function of education. I think it's a function of ideology. They just don't love this country. They do not love this country. What they are doing right now, thank you, Barry, for calling. What they are doing right now is damaging this country. That's the bottom line. What they are doing is obstruction. They've been doing it for 2 years, and everything we have seen since, in the last 7 hours, is a continuation of that obstruction. Jerry Nadler says, he said today, just 30 minutes ago, the Mueller report is a roadmap for obstruction. Is a roadmap for impeachment. He's insane. He doesn't care. He's subverting our country. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And you can write to us, info@sevgorka.com. Jeff reads all those emails and then gives me the ones that I need to react to. So we take it very seriously here. In the meantime, have you suffered from daily aches and pains as I did for almost a decade? Have you done anything about it? Do you not like taking pharmaceuticals, drugs? I don't either, so I did something else. I took a completely natural supplement. It's called Relief Factor. It's made up of resveratrol, curcumin, a spice that attacks inflammation, omega-3 fish oils, Epimedium, and it works. Tens of thousands of our listeners are getting daily relief from it. People like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, my colleagues here, Larry Elder,
have endorsed this product for one very simple reason. It's real. It does what its inventors, Pete and Seth Talbot, say it will do for you. My lower back pain issue, gone. Why? Because I took the 3-week quick starter pack, $19.95. Within 2 weeks, I had no lower back pain. If you suffer likewise, go to relieffactor.com. What have you got to lose? $19.95? Give it a try for 3 weeks. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from across the country, and you could be one of the new success stories. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Hi, I'm Grant Eckert from National Debt Relief. For years, you've heard us on the radio sharing how you can be debt-free in 24 to 48 months, often paying only a fraction of what you owe. But how does our program work? If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, or collection accounts, you may qualify to get the relief you deserve in just 5 steps. Step 1, our certified debt specialist will complete a free debt analysis. Step 2, you'll select the plan that's right for you. Step 3, you'll begin making one affordable monthly payment towards your enrolled debts. Step 4, our team of experts will negotiate with your creditors. And step 5, you'll achieve financial relief. We've already helped over 100,000 Americans resolve more than $1 billion of debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have received over 35,000 five-star reviews. The best part is, we don't earn a penny until we've successfully resolved your debt.
Call National Debt Relief now at 800-658-0988. That's 800-658-0988. 800-658-0988.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
It's so funny. I was talking to Dean Cain after we had the interview with him, and he said, hey, I'm 52. I should have done the AMAC commercial for you. Dean Cain's 52. I never would have believed it. Superman never gets old, right? Never ages. When he's in studio, he'll do the live read for me, but now it's up to me. AMAC, seriously, if you're a conservative over the age of 50, you mustn't join AARP. They're not on our side. They're not on America's side. They're completely silent, or they're facilitators of what the Democrats are doing to this country. If you believe in the founding principles of the Republic, if you're over the age of 50, there's only one choice. It's called AMAC. Go now to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Look at what the Democrats are doing. already. We have 1.7 million people in this organization. They will fight for you. They will fight for your values. Gorka for AMAC.com, 855-624-4824. Join the winning team. Portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I am very excited whenever I get a fellow member of the Salem faculty, and that is what we call it. Is that correct, Hugh?
Hello, Dr. Seb. Yes, we're the faculty. We and in are. Fact, I was in teaching all morning, so I'm in real faculty mode.
Oh, dear. Okay. I hope you're going to grade me well. Be gentle. Hugh, I have to start with a little house cleaning. You've blocked my producer on Twitter.
That's not possible. I don't block anyone. I only mute people. So,
Jeff,
would you text me?
I'm going to do that. We're going to work that out. He says he doesn't block anybody, Jeff. Okay, we will investigate because we are one big happy family. Hugh, I could look, you have the morning shift before A.G. Barr took the podium. Give us the professor's analysis and what happens now. Oh, and by the way, let me just pitch him first. Of course, we have to pitch him fully. Hugh Hewitt, nationally syndicated radio host. Follow him, HughHewitt.com and Hugh Hewitt on Twitter. Fire away.
Well, I heard everything that the Attorney General said today. My favorite line was when a journalist, as yet unnamed, said, "Aren't you being generous to the president by saying he faced an unprecedented situation?" The Attorney General said, "What's the precedent? Is there a precedent?"
Yeah.
And the journalist said, "No." In which case he said, "Well, then I was accurate." I wish he'd said, "Hold my beer." It was the funniest doggone moment I've heard in a press conference for a long time because it showed not only the bias of the journalist coming in, but Barr's mastery of the situation. Now, I have been through part two of the special counsel report itself. Part one.
If I may, you said unnamed. It's actually CBS's Paula Reed. So the hacking
right.
question
she
is Paula Reed.
Okay, right. I didn't know who it was. It was not a fine moment for
no.
her. Now, number two, I've only been through the second part of the report.
It's the weaker part.
It is so boring. And I tell people this going in. If you try and read this without a prosecutorial background or a con law background, you will fall asleep.
Or a large coffee, right.
Yeah, it's just not there. There's no there. And what Andy McCarthy has already written over at National Review is an opinion that I share. Attorney General Barr is completely correct there. And I want to quote James Comey in declining to prosecute Hillary Clinton. "No reasonable prosecutor in the United States of America would have ever brought an obstruction charge against President Trump for any of the acts described in detail, I believe, for the purpose of embarrassing him." And I don't know when we get Special Counsel Mueller in front of a committee, if Jim Jordan's on it or somebody's on it, Lindsey Graham, when he's chairman,
yes.
should say, "Did you debate this with your staff? Did anyone on your staff urge the complete and precise statement that the president did not engage in obstruction of justice?" Because they will have people who say that, because there's no way that it's obstruction of justice. No way.
But this these breadcrumbs, these 10 obstruction theories that Mueller spiked his report with, there's no way, Hugh, that the Democrats aren't going to fall for that bait and ride it for the next 2 years.
Well, you've been on the air, so maybe you didn't see Steny Hoyer's comment.
No.
The election is 18 months away. I don't think impeachment, I'm paraphrasing, I don't think impeachment is productive that people have a chance to vote in 18 months. Hoyer just undercut Nadler completely. He just basically threw in the towel.
But Nadler said, at the same time, he said, this is the roadmap for impeachment. So who's going to win?
I think Steny Hoyer is going to win because the Democrats realize this is a dry hole. There are not only one dry hole, it's like 30 dry holes. The president is, and I've already quoted on my Twitter feed, the president is not guilty of any crime, period, end of story, relating to Russian obstruction. Part two is about, what about all these things that look like obstruction to a few members of our staff? We can't make a judgment. We're not going to exonerate him, but it's not his job, as you were saying earlier. It's not his job to exonerate anyone. But no reasonable prosecutor would bring an obstruction case, and that is the Attorney General's judgment,
right,
who is the chief law enforcement officer. It's done. It's over. And the five stages of grieving has to proceed because they've got to get past anger and past depression to acceptance.
You work in the lion's den. You go into the fake news industrial complex. You know they're not going to let this drop.
I think they will. Last time I was on Meet the Press this, 2 weekends ago, the name Mueller was used once in an hour. I think you're going to see the smarter people.
We have to change the name of that program. When you go on next, would you say your friend says you got to change the name to Meet the Depressed?
Well, some people are depressed. Neera Tanden is very depressed on Twitter right now. A whole bunch of lefties are depressed. A whole bunch of Hillary activists are depressed. A whole bunch of people invested themselves morally and intellectually in an indictment, a special counsel prosecution, and an unindicted co-conspirator proclamation and impeachment proceeding. They're all depressed. But it's over, Seb. It's over. You
all right.
Have to find.
We're going to carve this in stone right now, today, okay, at 5:52. 5:51, Hugh Hewitt said, it's the Democrats have surrendered. It's all over. We will return to this discussion a year from now, and we'll see whether or not it was correct. Stay tuned. Hugh is going to stay with us for one more segment. He is my fellow faculty member here at the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. He has the morning shift. I have the drive time shift. It's quite a team. Don't touch that dial. We are on 1-833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. 833-334-6752. Live streaming audio and video at sebgorka.com. And you can also write to us info@sebgorka.com. After Hugh, it's Jim Carafano and Sarah Carter. Don't touch that dial.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Mm-hmm.
Bananarama is good mood music, and I know who's in a good mood today. My former boss, that's for sure, Donald Trump. Game of Thrones tweets and all. Hey, do you know about townhallreview.com? It's where you get the best segments, the updates from all of our shows. Hugh Hewitt's on there regularly, townhallreview.com. Sign up for the podcast and never miss any of the shows and the highlights there. When do you know that you're married to the right woman? When she calls you up in the break and she says she's listening to the show. Shout out to the one and only. Thank you, my dear. Get home safely. Hugh, welcome back. We are talking to Hugh Hewitt, the fellow faculty member of the Salem Radio Network who has the morning shift. Hugh, I'm going to play you a little audio cut and then ask you a question about A.G. Barr. Let's listen to Eric Swalwell, cut three.
Just because you may bury the evidence deep enough that we can't find everything you did, we have recourse in the United States, which is obstruction of justice. And this president is a double-digit obstructor, according to the Mueller report, in the number of ways he sought to obstruct. Which leads me, Nicole, to Attorney General Barr. You can be the Attorney General of the United States and represent all of us, or you can represent Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You can't do both. And because Attorney General Barr wants to represent Donald Trump, I think he should resign.
Attorney General Barr should resign. Why did Attorney General Barr do that which Robert Mueller wouldn't, Hugh Hewitt?
Attorney General Barr is a better lawyer than Special Counsel Mueller. Special Counsel Mueller is an investigator. He was a fine FBI director. But he failed to do what the prosecutor is charged to do, which is to make a decision to prosecute and not prosecute. He punted. Attorney General Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein both said nothing to prosecute here. No obstruction, no collusion. There's also no campaign future for Eric Swalwell if he continues to beat this dead horse. The American people will be moved on by Saturday or Sunday, and no one in their back mirror will be looking at this, Seb, because it is over.
I dearly hope that you are right. The idea that after the insanity, after Rachel Maddow practically crying on air when she is told in the Mueller report summary that the president is not a traitor and not an agent of Russia, how that suddenly gets dropped in the rearview mirror, I really, really don't know. But Hugh Hewitt, may it be so. You are a sagacious man. You are the man who taught me the meaning of the word dispositive. So maybe you are right. Follow him at Hugh Hewitt, HughHewitt. He is also part of the Salem family. He has the morning shift 6 to 9 a.m. on the East Coast on Salem. Go to HughHewitt.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka with the Heritage Foundation's Jim Carafano next on America First, coast to coast, live streaming. Don't forget to follow us, Facebook, America First, Twitter, Seb Gorka, also Instagram, Seb_Gorka, and everything is on iTunes. Yes, everything, every show, every hour, every interview. Just go to the podcast app and look for America First.
This is definitely not CNN.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.